Hey, we'll be right with you. Ken is out there. Ken, there he is. That happened fast.
Hey, Clay Pigeon.
I thought this collegiate fight music might get us stirred up. No comment?
No comment.
I got to...
No, it's working. I got a phone to ring.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm getting the Accu going. You know I'm Accu dependent. Ken is with me. It's Clay Pigeon, you guys. It's Dusty, the Dusty Show. Clay Pigeon with you. Fabio was just here, did a fabulous job halfway to his goal, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really come on in the last couple of years, just gangbusters. Kind of a late career surge.
Hey, you got a great pledge to kick off the Dusty Show tonight.
No, not already.
Yeah, already.
No way.
Michael in New York City, a very generous pledge.
Thank you, Michael. Michael, man. Oh, turn up the fight. Michael, thanks. Woo! Yeah, we're off to a good start. Michael.
Yeah. Very good start.
Now,
I think we should. I think we should set a goal for you of...
Are you going to set it? You know how to do all that technical stuff.
$35,000? That's the maximum goal that we can set. Okay, I'll take that as a yes.
$35,000?
$35,000. Okay. There we go.
Hold on, I'm getting on the Accu. They get mad when I don't do it, Ken. The people like to type back and forth.
Yeah, they do.
I know. I don't want to deny them.
It's about building community.
It is. I like
Pigeon.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel very community-oriented today. You got to riff for a minute, Ken. Let me do this.
This is shift number 43 of the 2015 Fundraising Marathon, the only time of the year that we interrupt our programming to beg for your support. That's how we stay on the air, and that's how we allow our DJs so much freedom. And it's time now for you to show your support for WFMU, and in particular, a show like none other in the entire radio spectrum, The Dusty Show. With Clay Pigeon, you've heard it week after week. Clay Pigeon has got to be the best radio interviewer in existence. An incredibly talented guy who does these mini operettas like The Gingham Dress and The Story of the UFO. And his DJ premium this year, Clay's Classics Volume 7. Am I right?
CC7. I'm excited about it, Ken. I've got a little sample of it we can play here later. And the bonus disc, too. I was telling you, let's go ahead and air this out on the air. I was lamenting to you that I had to send out an email blast, and I forgot to, what do you call it? I didn't
copy. You didn't blind carbon copy,
yeah,
people.
Man,
That's okay.
I never do that.
You're always beating yourself up.
I know, but...
Over these minor impasses.
I just alienated the whole mailing list.
Apparently not. People are calling in and showing their support.
If any of those people are listening, I'm sorry. Let's shift into a different musical mood here. Let's take it over some Brooklyn indie-type music, Ken, just to appeal to the young people out there.
You never play Brooklyn indie music. I've never heard you play anything like this ever.
I play this every week.
What is it?
In the background, it's a Shepherd's from the Loco Hills. It's from the FMU Dollar Bin.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian decided to no go on that. It must be so hard. Now, is the phone not ringing? What's happening?
No, there's one phone off the hook. There's more pledges coming in online. You can call us at 800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. Show your support for Clay Pigeon and The Dusty Show, a really amazingly unique radio program. There's nothing else like it anywhere in the country.
Do I hear bells in there?
They sound like phones to me.
Now, who do we have in the volunteers? Who's in there, Ken?
We got a couple of Joes left over from this morning. We got Bridget in here. Christine's in here.
You know, Bridget goes to various presidential libraries.
Does
she? That's her hobby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a good hobby.
Yeah. You got a name?
Jack and Hillary are here. Yeah, Richard from Metuchen. Thank you, Richard. Checking in.
Where is he from?
Metuchen.
Is that Jersey?
New Jersey.
Metuchen. Now, do you think Hillary hid those? Is she hiding something in those emails?
Is Hillary hiding things in those emails?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You think she is?
No question.
But she's our gal.
Hillary Clinton.
Are they just going to gang up her all the way to the election, just ganging up on everything, every move she makes?
Yeah.
Why do they do it, Ken?
And the Clintons, they make it so easy for the Republicans to attack them. They're so hapless.
You like Elizabeth Warren? Why won't she run?
Because she has no chance of winning.
Why not? I don't get that.
Because she's too liberal.
Is that
it? This is a conservative country.
But she speaks truth to power.
That's the problem.
Bernie Sanders, too. No chance.
No chance.
Oh,
no
Ken, chance, man. You ever thought of running for office?
No.
He should.
No. Gregory in Virginia to Clay Pigeon, the radio rishi, who, show by show, is creating a new oral species.
New oral. I'm big in Virginia. Thanks, Greg. I do have a lot of, we have a lot of listeners down there in Virginia.
Yeah.
This is tough for me looking at you through this window. I read your every facial signal, and it's...
I look happy!
I can tell, though, the distress, those moments. When,
what,
when you're like, I didn't like that he said that. I like that he said, I didn't like that he said. Is it paranoia?
Yeah.
My wife tells me I'm increasingly paranoid.
You are. You are increasingly paranoid.
Is it,
I think that's why the listeners love you so much. They can identify with your self-loathing, your paranoia, your constant questioning of your own talent.
It's almost over, you guys. You got to pledge. We're almost out of time. These little hour-long shows, it's just nothing but stress, Ken. They're not calling, are
people
they?
People are calling.
They are.
They are. Scott from Canton, Ohio. Thank you.
Canton. And then that's the, what is that, the football college, the Hall of Fame, isn't it, Canton?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, and then Cooperstown is baseball.
Yep.
And there's one up in Connecticut, the basketball one.
Yeah.
In like Hartford or something.
That's the High Life Hall of Fame.
Is it?
In Connecticut, yeah.
Have you ever been to... I won money on High Life.
Really? No, I've never seen High Life in person.
At a Fronton. They have those baskets.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember what the ball is called, though, but it's hard. It's made out of a wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do they allow gambling on High Life and nothing else?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is weird.
It must be because it has no American romantic affiliation with patriotism or anything.
That could be. Anyway, Scott from Canton loves the show every week. Big fan of the Dusty Show.
Thank you, Scott. I love Ohio, the Afghan Whigs, the Lemon Pipers, Doris Day, Procter & Gamble.
The satanic Procter & Gamble.
Are they got 13 weird stars
in
that logo.
So many satanic clues in their logos.
Yeah, it's weird. Is it a kind of a skull and bones? Is it? Is America run by pure evil, Ken?
No.
Okay.
Now, also gasoline.
Oh, and gasoline and pure evil. I like this. Do you liking this?
I do, yeah.
Kind of keeping things lively.
Our old pal Common from the comments board checking in with us. Clay, you're the best.
Thank you, Common. Common is always there with encouragement and support. Thank you, Common. Aki Playlisters, get on the phone. Show me you love me. Show me now. You're not just words.
And Paul from Massachusetts, thank you very much.
Paul, thanks, man. Massachusetts. Who was that president, Canada? Dukakis in the tank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that symbol of power. I don't know how that didn't work for him.
Oh, he looked ridiculous. He looked ridiculous with the helmet on his
was
head.
Was that the end for him?
Yeah, and then he also blew it during one of the debates when the questioner said, like, what would you do if your wife, Kitty Dukakis, was raped? And then he, like, gave this emotionless response.
And then he made up for it by letting a murderer out of jail or something.
And then, of course, they used Willie Horton. I think that was Lee Atwater. Lee Atwater's rise to power. They used the Willie Horton commercial against Dukakis.
Oh, man, he never had a chance. He's like Mondale. Not a chance.
Yeah. And Guido from Cologne.
Wow, is that in France now?
Germany.
Isn't there a... Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. It starts with a K. It's called Köln over in Germany. They pronounce it, I think, Köln.
Yeah, well, they can pronounce it
any way they want
over there.
As long as they pledge.
Yeah.
Sehr gut in Köln. Danke schön. Du bist wunderbar. Ich habe Kopfschmerzen und ich gehe in das Krankenhaus.
Sie haben einen Vogel im Kopf.
Ja, sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Un poco?
Ein bisschen.
Un poquito?
Ein bisschen Deutsch. I have some singing with Oysters. What's that band called? Fabio has them on all the time.
I don't know. Einsturz and the Neubauten.
Yeah.
Oh, man, your interview with Alexander...
I got it.
Alexander Hock from Einsturz and the Neubauten. That was one of my favorite moments of radio from the last year.
We can play... Anytime you want me to promo CC7 or a little bit of the show, just let me know.
I will. Right now, people are calling in and showing their support for the Dusty Show. Guido, by the way, says, ever since Clay Pigeon gave us Microphone Fiend, I'm even going to listen to Journey. His low-tech interview collages are high-value items of true radio art.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Guido. Yeah, I totally butched that Eric B. I forgot the lyrics. That was a... I freaked out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Last year at the Hoof and Mouth.
Uh-huh.
I had to go to the paper, the lyric page.
Oh, but you're a pro. You're a professional singer.
Hey, this is my old school song. No, it isn't. Dyna, blow your horn.
Dyna,
what's your
won't
old school?
You blow.
Dyna, won't you blow? Dyna, won't you blow your horn? Dyna, won't you blow? Dyna, won't you blow? Dyna, won't you blow your horn?
Hey, Vince from Glen Cove, getting Clay's Classics Volume 7. This is from listener V. Priceless. Hey, Clay, thanks for being you. Prog Rock Forever and the original Alice Cooper Group, of course.
Are you familiar with him from the ACCU?
Yeah, I am.
He's such a great guy.
He is.
Yeah, I love the ACCU veterans. Thanks, Vince. You're one of the best.
And Virginia checking in again for the Dusty Show. Clay, I love the pre-recorded skits and songs you've been producing, but what do we call those? I've referred to them as Pigeon Public Radio or multi-tracked musicals.
That must be Matt from Springfield.
Yeah, you call them operettas.
Or popras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those things.
Thanks, and that's on CC7. The bonus disc is all the mini musicals. And CC7 itself is a total departure from what I've done before, Ken.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's
how
all,
so?
All modern stuff, just visceral in your face.
Really?
Some screamo. I'll play a little sample of it here when we have a lull.
No more prog rock and glam?
There's some prog on there, some Kansas on there, but limited amounts. All the songs are edited to 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
Well, to me, the really important thing is the disc that has your original operettas on it.
You love those.
Yeah.
In fact, you're probably the biggest proponent of those,
and
it means a lot to me.
I play those on my Wednesday morning slot, and every time I play them, people want to know where to buy them.
Well, you can't sell anything at WFMU.
No, you can't.
And the DJs...
I can do whatever the hell I want.
You on the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, David from Germany, thank you.
More Germany?
Yeah, Germany checking in.
Thank you, David. Germany's hot today. 800-989-9368. Take the time to write it down. You'll need it over the next couple of weeks for your pledges. 800-989-9368. Can we hear some noise from the volunteers in there? Can you guys scream?
Come on, make some noise!
Come on!
Woo!
Yeah.
You're very big in Utrecht.
What is up? That's Holland, right?
Holland, yeah. Home of the world's largest record fair.
No way.
Yes.
And
the Utrecht Record Fair.
Home of Focus, too. And Golden Earring.
Wow.
Remember Golden Earring?
Sure, of course I do.
What's their big hit?
Radar Love.
What's the big album?
I don't know.
Moon Tan. You remember Focus's big album?
I remember Hocus Pocus.
Moving Waves. You know, you know the names of the guys in the band?
Hell no.
Thijs van Leer, Jan Ackerman, Cyril Haverman, and Pierre van der Linden.
I can't believe you remember the name, the names of the original members of Focus.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Boz from Utrecht checking in says, we need Clay Pigeon 24/7.
There it is. It's my school song, Ken. Hold on. Hold that. Cheer. Oh, it's not mine. It's the little preamble. I hate when they do that. They make you wait for the main melody.
You think everything's your school song.
It's coming up.
Okay,
I know.
Right.
Is it Boz from the Netherlands?
Yeah, Boz.
He's such a great WFMU fan.
He is.
Really one of the biggest supporters we have.
And
I think a
couple of years ago, Boz was the guy who won the trip to the Barcelona Primavera Sound Festival and joined us there as we broadcast live.
Was he nice? Was he bigger or smaller than you imagined he'd be? What do you think is... How much did he weigh?
He looked like he weighed about 170.
A handsome guy?
Yeah, very
handsome.
Those
are Netherlands people are tall often.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boz.
Boz.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Clay Pigeon, somebody who pledges at the $1,000 level this marathon is going to win this year's trip for two to Barcelona.
I've always wondered what that must feel like to get one of those pledges.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a $1,000 pledge?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel bad if I say no and somebody's like, I gave you $1,000. But
I didn't get one this week.
You didn't? And
no.
Nobody has. It's the first year no one's adopted me.
Yeah, and you are up. You are number one in the adoption gallery right now. If you go to WFMU.org/adopt, you'll see the picture of Clay Pigeon there. And for a dollar a day pledge, you can adopt Clay Pigeon. You can name him whatever you want. You can have him do your bidding for the next year. And also, for the first time ever in the WFMU Adoption Gallery, the WFMU drone is up there.
Is it?
Yes.
You had a drone and you crashed it.
I have a drone with me tonight.
You do?
Yeah.
Did you get another one? Because you wrecked your first one, right?
I've had three, and I lost one.
Is it easy to crash them?
Actually, oh, very. I have three. I lost two, and a kindly farmer from Williamston, Michigan, found my drone and gave it back to
in
me.
In Michigan?
Yeah,
it went that far?
6 miles away.
Oh, I thought all the way here.
No. I was in Michigan. I flew it. The wind took it. It landed 6 miles away. And this guy returned it to me.
That's nice. See, they're good people. There are still good people out there.
There are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it kind of, did we have a silent moment?
Yeah, we're having a silent moment right now.
Okay.
But our own Joe Magasco from The Office checking in to show his support.
Mercy pledge?
For the Dusty. It's called a pity pledge.
Pity pledge. Yeah. I love Magasco, man.
Yeah.
You know, you say I know a lot about 70s music. Magasco knows more.
Does he
really? Yeah, he does. Hold on. Talk riff while I change the record.
We have some people who pledged their support for the Dusty Show before the Dusty Show even got off the ground today, Kate Clay. Jonathan from Brooklyn.
Jonathan.
DC Pat.
Thank you, DC.
Greg from Bloomfield pledging to support the leadoff hitter in the TNP lineup.
Oh, man, Greg. Greg, yeah, he does some artwork, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good. Thank you, Greg.
Jeff Moore from The Office cannot resist your operettas.
Jeff is such a straight shooter and a nice guy and a great technician.
Absolutely.
No trouble right now, right?
No
trouble.
It's been technically, it's been a very smooth marathon.
He's up there like the Maytag repairman upstairs. Nothing to do.
We got screwed by the fact that this 18-month-long winter ended the day the marathon started.
Oh, yeah, and everybody's outside.
Yeah, but it's picking up. Now it's picking up. We're in, like, day five of the marathon, and things are heating up, and we would like you to keep it going by giving us a call at 800-989-9368 or pledging online at WFMU.org. And if you pledge right now... I actually picked some prizes for you. You neglected to pick prizes, but I picked some prizes. $20 or more right now is going to put you in the running for Neil Young's Letter Home album.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is that new?
It's on vinyl. Yeah, and this is, he recorded this in Jack White's recording booth.
In Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read about that place. I read Neil's new book.
The one that he wrote himself?
Yeah.
It's unreadable.
Did you think?
Yeah, I could not. I got like 20 pages
what
into it.
What irritated you about it? He's so curmudgeonly.
What irritated me about it was the fact that he obviously wouldn't let anybody change anything.
He's his own man.
Yes.
Don't mess with Neil Young.
So Neil Young's A Letter Home, up for grabs right now. $20 or more puts in the running. This is where the whole album is recorded, like a letter to his mom.
Oh, in the old booth that Jack White had.
Yeah, the Jack White recording booth.
From the 40s.
Yeah, it's really great. And he sings like Gordon Lightfoot songs.
Do you know what band he was in with Rick James?
The Mina Birds.
Oh, you're so see? Yeah.
Neil Young, I know.
You do?
Yeah, I know a little bit about Neil Young.
Man. That's
about it.
Yeah.
Dan from Providence, Rhode Island, he's in the running for the Neil Young. Thank you, Dan.
Did he go out with Nicolette Larson?
I don't think so, no.
He wrote that song, though, right? Lot of Love.
Yeah, Lot of Love. Yeah. I don't think he wrote it for her, because he was performing it before she covered it.
Yeah, and then she passed away.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's what you want to bring up in a marathon.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, Ad from Minnesota pledging at the Mouse of Today level. Make some noise!
Make some noise in there, you guys! Ad, he's from a Dinky Town. He actually lives in Dylan's old apartment.
Where's Dinky Town?
In Minneapolis.
Wow. There's a place called Dinky Town.
Dinky Town. You didn't know that?
Hoboken has a Dinky Town.
Does it really?
Yeah.
That's where Dylan migrated to after Hibbing. He went down to Minneapolis in Dinky Town, and then he headed on out to New York City.
And Mr. Fancy Pants himself, David Sussman from Philadelphia, a very generous pledge. Thank you, David.
David, man, talk about a prince of a guy. David Sussman is as good as they come.
He is.
Yeah.
Did a great show here. I think he's coming up. He's going to be emceeing for somebody.
I'd like to see him wrestle Jeff Moore in a couple of Speedos.
You want to see
David? Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay.
I would love to see that.
that's fine. So we got two people in the running for the Neil Young vinyl. A Letter Home, donated by Third Man
Now,
Records.
See, those prizes work, don't they? How about CC7? Is anyone... Let's play a promo. I know the calls will die, But let's see.
Well, play one of your operettas.
But let me play a CC7, and then we'll do an operetta.
CC7 is Clay's Classic 7. That is the 2-CD set that automatically goes to anybody pledging $75 or more during this hour. This is the 2015 WFMU Fundraising Marathon Dusty Show Edition. Let's hear from you at 800-989-9368. Scott from Minneapolis. Clay, you're a comfort and an inspiration.
At Minneapolis again. Scott, thank you, man. Appreciate it, buddy. Keep listening.
And while we're listening to this operetta from Clay's Classic 7, keep calling. $20 or more puts you in the running for the Neil Young vinyl, A Letter Home on Third Man Records. 800-989-9368. The Marshall music is really working, Clay Pigeon.
I love this, don't you? Are you ready for
CC7?
CC7's got Megadeth.
The earth starts to rumble.
Mustang.
Just like the Piper Symphony of Destruction.
CC7. Christy and Joe Horton, 9th anniversary, and Hugh Janus, turning 10. We'd mentioned...
I'm sorry.
I love this Space Hog song, and you never hear it anymore. Now you can.
You demanded, you got him on CC7.
Look at his eyes. Why, the man's gone crazy.
It's not for everybody. It's for you. Primus Gypsy Kings, System of a Down, 30 socks, one CD.
Wake up! Grab brush and put a little makeup. I just got the beta wins. What'd you leave the keys upon the table? Create another fable. You wanted to. Grab brush and put a little makeup. You wanted to.
This is New England.
Remember them?
Produced by Todd.
Child in a sundress, searching for remembered rhymes.
Kiss from the Elder. There you go.
CC7.
I'm not loving you.
Come here.
The way I wanted to.
So keep your love locked down. Your love locked down. Keeping your love locked down.
Curtis Dance, Carwin Harami. CC7, Ken, it's brutal.
I want to hear some operettas.
You do?
That's what the people want.
They don't want Disturbed and Kanye West?
They want to hear your original masterpieces, the operettas that make up Disc 2.
You might not be familiar with this year's, though. You have the old collection.
I know, and the amazing thing is I beg you almost every week to bring me in copies of your operettas, and you never do. The only way to get them is by pledging to your show.
That really is.
They're not for sale. You can't ask him to give you some. He won't do it. The only way to get them is to pledge and get this 2-CD set, one CD of which are these original mini operas by Clay Pigeon.
Were you listening to that promo?
Not really. I was flying my drone.
Oh, dude, man, there's such great stuff on there.
Carol from Washingtonville, thank you. And she's been working here during the marathon and now pledging for the Dusty Show.
Thank you, Carol.
And Pete from Wurtsboro, who helps us take care of our 90.1 transmitter up in Mount Hope, New York.
Oh, man, Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
I want a WMFU t-shirt. Wouldn't that be cool? WMFU Mount Hope t-shirts.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that WMFU was available.
I can't either, yeah. Really.
There was a reason why it wasn't why it was available.
Maybe.
Yeah,
it was you'd think some college station or something would have grabbed
the
it.
The MF, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just in a couple of minutes, we're going to be drawing for the first prize of the Dusty Show, which is Neil Young's album. It's vinyl, A Letter Home.
And somebody on the IQ said that the album is as unlistenable as the book is unreadable.
Oh, I disagree. No, the book is really unreadable. But the album has some really great, he does some really great cover versions.
Now,
like Gordon, he does Gordon Lightfoot's If I Could Read Your Mind.
To me, I love that. I love Gordon.
Yeah.
He never topped Harvest and After the Gold Rush. Those are my two favorites.
Huh.
Yeah. Do you like those?
They're not my favorites.
They bore you a little?
Yeah, I like the electric stuff.
You like Trans?
A lot better. No, I didn't like Trans. I like Zuma, Tonight's the Night.
The Crazy Horse stuff.
Rust Never Sleeps. Yeah, I was a really big Crazy Horse fan. David. Thank you. David from New York City. Keep up the good work with much love.
Thank you, David. Thanks, appreciate David. It, man. Nice to hear from you, David.
All right. So it's time now to give away the Neil Young Letter Home.
Happening out there.
That goes out to Carol from Washingtonville.
Carol from Washingtonville?
Washingtonville, New York.
Wow, Carol. Thank you. Congratulations. Yeah. You won that. Neil Young, is it vinyl?
It is.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
114, okay.
What's the prize number? I love to actually give out the prize number.
The prize number is 114447, Clay Pigeon. 114447!
Ow!
The phone number here is 800-989-9368. The address to pledge online to WFMU to show your support for Clay Pigeon's The Dusty Show and to help keep WFMU on the air for another year is WFMU.org.
What are your observations so far, Ken, about the marathon? What do they need to know out there? Are we in trouble?
I think things are going okay. They are picking up. We got off to a very slow start. It's always distressing to me when I see people come off the air from doing their marathon show and they're all bummed out.
Yeah, week one is tough.
Yeah, week one is tough.
Everybody likes to wait till the glamour week, week two. Oh.
The glamour week! Hey, our own Kenzo from Virginia checking in.
Kenzo.
The man who has written the entire WFMU website, the thing that works so well that allows listeners to communicate with each other and pledge.
He feels bad because he admonished me today, like right away. I didn't blind copy my email.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And he said, no. Never, ever do that.
I don't know about that.
So he feels bad.
He's got a comment here.
Okay.
I feel bad because I gave Clay Pigeon a really hard time. although, admittedly, he never should have put my name in the CC field. He's got to learn to always use the blind carbon copy field. Station manager Ken, can you please make him understand this?
You memorized that comment, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, what he said was, I didn't understand Clay Pigeon's show at first, but then it became the only thing that made sense in the whole world.
Kenzo, thank you for your love.
All right, Clay Pigeon, the next prize we have up is, you're not going to believe this.
Is this some crunchy old 70s prize
No,
again?
It's a Justin Bieber CD.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's the only Justin Bieber, and it has a golden ticket inside.
I want for a Wonka bar?
For a trip to a Justin Bieber concert.
That is awesome.
Or the chance to appear. Oh, I'm sorry. It expired.
Is it expired?
In August 2012. But if you pledge right now, $20 or more, I promise you we will not send you the Justin Bieber CD. 800-989-9368. A look of anguish crossed your face.
I know, I said that. Well, I feel for people like that.
You feel bad for Justin Bieber.
They're just young people, you know, and they're thrust into the limelight of fame and money.
Yeah, tell me why you feel so bad for this young millionaire.
Why does he irritate you so much?
He really doesn't.
He struck a nerve. Does he represent your lost youth to you?
No. I don't hate Justin Bieber anywhere near as much as a lot of other people.
Dwindling testosterone. Are you feeling that like I am, man?
No, I have a constant supply.
Do you?
Yeah. Coming in my way from Montreal.
Man.
Every Tuesday.
I got him rubbing that gel right into the thighs these days.
All right.
You're not touching that.
The Justin Bieber CD includes Ludacris, Nicki Minaj, Drake.
I'm in Androgel.
You're into Androgel?
I put it on my toast, man.
I'm a Ben Gay man myself.
I'm a sports cream. I quit. I had to give up Bengay. It caused us some side effects.
So right now, everybody who has pledged to the show thus far is in the running for the Justin Bieber. But if you want to be taken out of the running, call back and pledge again at 800-989-9368. Otherwise, there is a chance we will mail you a Justin Bieber CD.
Do we have anyone to thank at all?
No, well, only the people who pledged before the show
began.
We
need some pledges, guys. Please help me out. 800-989-9368. I know it might feel like I don't deserve it right now, but, you know.
What is your problem?
Well, they got to think about the overall picture. I'm not delivering right now particularly.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a rough year. I've been thinking about maybe it's time to hang up the glove, as they say.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
No, your show's great.
Hey, Joe's
I love it.
Showed up today. He showed up.
Yeah. I love it. I love it when you make Fabio's guests super uncomfortable.
I love doing it. Hey, yeah. I could
it's
play
one,
that.
One of my favorite things.
I'm going to queue up.
Oh, the Alexander Hawk interview?
Yeah.
You had him. You had like one of the guys from Einstürzende Neubauten singing like she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. That was quite an achievement. Here are some people who pledged before the show began to show their support for the Dusty Show. We got Sean from Somerville, Jonathan from Brooklyn, our own Jason Siegel from Brooklyn, Andrew from New York City, Dale from New Hampton, and Graham from San Francisco.
Thanks to all of you. Thanks so much. And I looked over that. We have that capability now to see the pre-pledgers on our website.
We do.
Am I? Oh.
We do.
Yeah, and I just want everybody to know that I looked at them and thank you so much. Can you say those last names again? Because I didn't give them enough love. I was distracted.
No, I'm not going to announce
them.
Please,
their just
last
quickly.
Names.
Just yeah. quickly.
Last names?
No, just the last names. The
gotcha.
Last first
Jonathan
names.
Jonathan from Brooklyn.
Thank you, Jonathan.
DC Pat.
DC Pat, thank you.
Greg from Bloomfield.
Thank you, Greg.
Jeff, Jersey City.
Thank you, Jeff.
John from the Republic of Texas.
John, we named the men's room after you here.
Jenna from Finland.
Jenna. Lola Brigida.
No, Jenna's a guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Chad from Portland.
Chad, the dangling Chad, they call him.
Is that what they call him?
You better believe it.
Yeah. I think only the people who knew him when he was a little kid call him that. Dennis from Winnipeg.
The menace. There he is. Winnipeg checking in. Burton Cummings. I got some Brave Belt with Randy Bachman on CC7. That's a real Canadian obscurity. That's a deal sealer there for Canadians. Once they knew that Brave Belt's on
I
there.
I was a Guess Who fan.
Were you?
I'm with you there.
You
yeah.
stopped being one, though?
Yeah, Burton Cummings, he kind of took it over the
Star,
top.
Star, baby?
He took it too far.
A bridge too far?
Burton Cummings did, yeah.
Man.
But for a while there, he had the perfect amount of bombast.
Yeah, he's a great singer.
Yeah, then he went a little bit too far.
Yeah, that happens.
Tobias from Highland Park, my hometown. Thanks, Tobias.
Tobias, Toboggan, Tobago, Tabasco.
Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah. Right next to each other.
Yeah.
Daniel from Davenport. Thomas.
From Iowa. That's Iowa, Ken. Davenport. Did you ever call a couch a Davenport?
No. I think you're mistaken.
That's what you called it in Iowa.
I don't think Davenport's
in Iowa. Go sit on the Davenport. Yeah. That's a Davenport. My sister-in-law lives there. My sister-in-law lives in Davenport.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Daniel lives in Davenport, too.
Daniel is traveling tonight on a plane. What's the next line? Sing it with me.
I don't know.
I can see the red tail lights heading for Spain. Oh, and I can see Daniel waving goodbye.
Is that Elton John?
Yeah, man. You like Elton?
Yeah, I do.
Early stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What about the later stuff?
Don't even know it.
Would you roadie for him if he said, I'm going out one more time, will you polish my stool and keep things, you know, spruced up around the piano?
No.
Just for the experience?
No.
You would? I would.
Yeah?
Right behind you there, he would say, I can't remember now. Matt. Matt would do it.
Matt Garbage Time.
Yeah,
Dr.
I love
Garbage
him.
Time.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's everything I wish I was.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are those qualities?
He's just a man.
A man's
man.
Yeah,
I got this reedy high little voice and, you know, the underwaddle and the arms. Look at him. He's hale. He's got so much gas left in the tank. Hold on, I got to put some gel on.
Oh. Support self-hating DJs. Call us at 800-989-9368.
Are they calling at all?
They are. Matt from West Caldwell checking in. Thomas from Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Matt. Matt from West Caldwell. Thomas from Pennsylvania, home of fracking. Thank you, buddy.
Is that where fracking was invented?
That's where it's really, well, North Dakota now is.
Oil drilling was invented in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well,
in Oil City, Pennsylvania.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy Warhol from Pennsylvania.
That's right, from Pittsburgh.
Warhola.
Colin from Glasgow.
Colin All Cars. Thanks, Colin, man.
Joe from Cleveland.
Morning, Joe.
Wait.
Cleveland. Ohio,
yeah.
I've never got a pledge from Cleveland.
This is your first.
That's fantastic. Thank you, man.
Our own Irene Trudell.
What is it with her? How can she be any more perfect?
Thank you, Irene.
Thank you, Irene. We love you.
Our good friend Aaron from Minnesota.
Aaron,
checking
the
in.
Side of caution. Aaron, thank you.
Also does a show on KFAI out in Minneapolis, I think.
That's a good station.
Thanks, Aaron.
KFAI.
These people are in the running for the Justin Bieber CD unless they call back right now and make an additional pledge, and then we will remove you from that drawing. 800-989-9368.
That's a sweet prize.
Pledge online at WFMU.org. Sherry Pye checking in.
No kidding, Sherry. Now, she's all over that Facebook and a big social media person. And she doesn't just dole it out to anyone. Sherry Pye is discerning, and the fact that she selected Clay Pigeon for one of her important pledges means not only a lot to me, Ken, but a lot to the station
if you
stopped and thought about it.
Yeah. Sherry Pye says, Clay, we are so close to getting Cecile to like Aphrodite's Child.
Remember that Warrant song?
No.
Sweet Sherry Pie. Janie Lane. He's dead. He died. A hairband death. Don't laugh.
Michael from Brooklyn says, Clay.
It's not funny. Why? Janie Lane died. That's not funny. It's not funny.
The people here think it's very funny.
Look at Clay, look how quiet it got.
Michael from Brooklyn. Clay, you are carrying on the spirit of Mr. Rogers. And that is very, very high praise.
I love Mr. Rogers. Those pictures where he's flipping the bird, those aren't real.
No.
Are they?
No. He never did that. You can Photoshop anything.
I love any of those gentle shows like that.
I wasn't a fan of Mr. Rogers.
I never really watched it either. I was too old. We were too old, Ken, by the time.
Really? No, he was still on TV.
Yeah, but we had moved on to heavier fare by then.
It seemed stupid.
We were watching the Tom Chapin show.
Oh, God.
Make-A-Wish.
I didn't even know Tom Chapin had a show.
You didn't? Make-A-Wish.
No.
You don't remember it?
No.
Make-A-Wish. Dream a dream. Anything you'd like to try, just let go, fly high, and make a wish.
Jesus.
Tom Chapin.
That must have been only in Davenport.
Yes, he's like the Livingston Taylor of his family. He's the...
The Livingston Taylor.
Who are some other lesser brothers?
Lesser brothers.
Billy Carter.
Jim Belushi.
Jim, yeah. Does he irritate you?
No.
You like him?
Not really.
Yeah, this is not a good road to go down, is it?
Why?
This is not generating pledges. Listen to this. Do a line from Full Metal Jacket. What do you remember?
I never saw the entire thing.
You didn't?
No.
Private Pyle, you are definitely born again hard. I may make you an infantryman in my beloved corps. A jelly donut! A jelly donut!
This is all from Full Metal Jacket?
The first hour of that movie is insane. In the boot camp, I am in a world of shaving cream.
Yeah.
I didn't say
that. You ever see the TV movie Tribes?
Is that great?
Do you remember that?
Can you do a line with do a line with me, Ken. Do a line.
Sergeant, you and me, we're from different tribes. That was the big line.
That's the one. Put a little more into it, though.
It was,
stop and then do it again.
Well, he was a hippie. He was a psychedelic hippie torn from the streets of Haight-Ashbury, inducted into the army. And, you know, they shaved his head and they tried to turn him into a Marine. But he had something. He could withstand because he could go to his special place in his head.
Oh, man.
So he could do the things that none of the other Marines could do. And the sergeant had it out for him, but the sergeant couldn't break him. And the sergeant was trying to figure him out, and one day he pulled him aside, and the hippie Marine just said, Sergeant, you and me, we're just from different tribes.
Oh, man, it's like Willem Dafoe in What's that war movie with Charlie Sheen?
Oh.
Oh, man, what is it? It's not Hamburger Hill. It's another famous one.
It's Hamburger Helper.
Yeah. The worm is definitely turned for you after they smoke pot.
Yeah, they smoke pot through the rifles.
Yeah, man. And then Defoe.
I can't remember.
Can anybody be sleazier than Defoe when he wants to be?
Oh, he's great, Willem Defoe.
I'd like to arm wrestle him.
All right. Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say I am compelled to do the drawing for Justin Bieber. This is your last chance to get out of the drawing by giving us a call at 800-989-9368. And the Justin Bieber CD goes
to
Daniel in Davenport.
Oh, man.
Sorry,
it's
Daniel.
Going to Iowa. I would play some of that right now. Is it open?
No. But, you know, you can go to YouTube and you can find videos of people opening it up.
You can.
Yeah, if you want to experience the magic.
Ken, is anyone getting CC7?
Oh, lots of people are getting
really?
Clay's Classic 7.
I worked so hard on that thing, and I really do believe that it's the best Clay's Classics collection yet.
I believe.
Fabio's in here to give me some support. He just touched my back. He just patted my back. They're working on Skype. It's almost Hardy time.
Not quite. No, we got more time here on the Dusty Show. 15 minutes to go. Phone number here is 800-989-9368. The pledge address is WFMU.org. And Clay Pigeon is at 15% of his goal. It was a very, very ambitious goal, admittedly.
15% of that... did you really make it
$35,000? I made it $35,000. I like to dream high.
What if, you know, I would be so happy if I just made that, just to...
All right, fine. I am going to lower it to $18,000.
Oh, jeez.
Are you happy now? There, now you're at 17% of your goal.
Am I?
That's how it works.
And you... Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm so sleep-deprived, I'm losing concentration.
I hear you. Me too.
Have you been not sleeping?
Not sleeping.
What's your biggest physical problem going on right now?
I injure myself in my sleep.
Because we always talk about this. Do you bite your lip? What do you do?
No. I injure myself in my sleep.
With your fingernails?
No, my elbows and my shoulders. I get all contorted in these weird positions, and then I wake up and my elbow is killing me, and it'll kill me for a week.
What's causing it?
Stress.
Really?
Do
you have bruxism? Do you wear your teeth down?
What the hell is bruxism?
When you grind your teeth.
I do that
all,
too.
They're all flat on the bottom.
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
I got that. Yeah.
No, the biggest problem is the...
Do you have any renal or groinal area problems? Any rectal problems? Those are interesting to people.
Rectal problems?
Yeah.
Rectal issues?
You go? Are you going?
Oh, I'm going all the time.
Do you eat a lot of bran, a lot of fiber?
Just constantly.
Moving some real
estate? It's
just
like it never ends.
Yeah.
It's like you go to the bathroom, you think, oh, I'm done with that for a month, and the next day you got to go again.
That's good. It keeps you feeling good.
It's insane.
Do you get up in the middle of the night and tinkle, or are you able to sleep all night?
I get up in the middle of the night to untangle myself.
Oh, from your weird...
From the pretzel positions that I contort myself into.
Do you, your wife, do you strike her accidentally when you're sleeping sometimes?
No, do you?
Not accidentally. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, honey. I love you, Kirsten. I would never do that.
Phone number here is 800-989-9368. It's time to pull out the big guns, Clay Pigeon. You didn't pick any prizes, so I picked some for you.
Oh, man, is that the...
We have the J-Lo box set.
Oh, man.
Love. Look how gorgeous it is. My God. She's a very, very good-looking woman.
That's actually fantastic.
Can
we get J-Lo?
J-Lo. 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 J-Lo.
Yeah.
Oh, man. On the front of the box set... she's completely blinged out. There's just
a tiny bit
of side boob, eyelash extensions, glitter, the word love, the word J-Love spelled out in glitter lettering. It's shrink wrap.
Did you ever see that movie U-Turn?
No.
I think with Sean Penn, Nick Nolte.
Did she play a cop?
Yeah, she's good in that. I don't know. I like J-Lo.
And look at the back. Lots of leg.
Yeah, I can barely see it. It looks like Sheila E. Glamorous Life kind of thing.
And this has like three LPs of J-Lo, and it's got posters and bling.
Yeah, I would love to have
that. And once again, if you go to YouTube, you can look this up.
So go to the phone, you guys. Get the J-Lo. What do they have to do to get that?
At this point, anything.
Anything. Just play.
Yeah.
That's how. 800-989-9368. Keep inflating this balloon.
Barney from New York says, hooray for Clay.
Yay, Barney.
Thank you, Barney.
In New York?
Yep.
Is that Barney's? That's that store. It's probably Barney.
Oh, you think it's Barney from Barney's?
Yeah, it is.
Whoa. Yeah. I bet you're right.
You know.
How many Barney's could there be?
Yeah.
800-989-9368. Nobody in the running for the J-Lo box set.
But the phone's ringing. Look at he's bringing you one. There it is.
All right.
Matt's got one.
All right, Monica. Our own Monica.
Oh, and little Butter, the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Monica.
Thank you, Monica.
Monica's a big deal.
She is a big deal.
Yeah, Tommy Boy Records and the whole history.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I look up to Monica.
And she's doing incredible things now. Thanks, Clay Pigeon, for maintaining the legacy of great Midwestern broadcasters.
Oh, thank you, Monica. That means a lot coming from you.
Thanks, surely Monica. Phone number is 800-989-9368. We are at 17% of the way to Clay Pigeon's goal, but I'm going to lower that goal right now by another $1,000. And now we are at 18% of the way to the goal.
Somebody come through with an unbelievably giant pledge, even if I don't deserve it. Just somebody who's
obscenely rich and has income disposability. Just for the hell of it, make an $18,000 pledge. Just show how much cash you have. Flaunt it, throw it around. I'm pledging to the Dusty Show. It's the sixth best show in town. Yeah.
Oh, that was amazing. You got up to 20% during that song.
Just during that song.
Yeah, just because I lowered your goal some more.
12 minutes.
12 minutes to go.
You
12
lowered
minutes,
it.
12 minutes to get in the running for the J-Lo Love box set.
I want to play the Einsturbarster new.
Einstur
Sunday
night.
Should we not do that?
Neubauten, yeah.
Nobody pledges when you do those.
Yeah,
things,
no, it's too
they?
Late. It's okay. Too late. We only got 10 minutes to go. We got to hit your goal. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. WFMU.org is the web address. Let me actually change the goal to something kind of realistic
legs
here.
Feathered movement.
Across the concrete glides the spider towards me, the priest, whose pinkened hands touch Bibles and wine, sees the spider and says his prayers, grasps his Bible and reads the words, his eyes filled with tears. Comes the spider onward, inward, wrapping its legs around all souls, tongues, flash, waves, crash against the rocks, against us all. And now the spider dies, a choir sings, hallelujah.
That's one of the operettas on Clay's Classic 7 that automatically goes to anybody pledging $75 or more.
That was Cocked Salamander Head.
That was the name of that track? Yeah. What, did you name the tracks this time?
Yeah.
Wow, last time you didn't even bother naming them.
Oh.
It was like track 1.
Track 2.
Track 4.
That's, yeah. So who do we have to thank? There must be quite a stack.
Christopher from Lakewood.
Christopher from Lakewood. Thank you, Chris. I was waiting for that. Nice to know you've checked in. There's a bell. Want to hear that phone? We have 10 minutes left. Come
10
on,
10 minutes
you guys.
Left, and we are now at 82% of your actual goal.
Fantastic. Get me there.
800-989-9368 is the phone number.
Somebody please adopt me. Really, that's bothering me.
Right. Go to WFMU.org/adopt. You will see Clay Pigeon decked out in his superhero regalia. And you can pledge him right there. Jenna from Finland called back to be taken out of the J-Lo drawing. Well done, Jenna.
Way to go, Jenna.
Thanks, Jenna. 800-989-9368 is the
Bruce
phone number.
Is that Bruce Jenna? I know you don't use first names.
No, Jenna is his first name.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a he.
Bruce Jenna, how do you feel about the Bruce Jenna thing?
Fine, great.
Me too.
Yeah, what's the big
Happy
deal?
Happy transition. You know, he gave us a gold medal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah, get off his back.
Yeah. Are people on his back?
They're on Jenner's back.
I was not aware.
Yeah.
The thing he should really be ashamed of is being part of the Kardashian clan, not changing his gender.
You know, if your back is bowed, the man can ride you.
I've heard that.
Yeah, so you got to strengthen it, and then the man can't ride you.
You're quoting Sarah Palin now.
Yeah, man, that's what it's come to.
stop Clay Pigeon from quoting Sarah Palin, give us a call at 800-989-9368. About $670 away from the goal. 8 minutes to get there.
Can we do that?
We can do it.
Man, I would love it. And if they adopted me, would that count towards it?
Yes, it would.
Please do it, you guys.
Go to WFMU.org/adopt. Make a pledge from there. You will adopt Clay Pigeon. It's $1 a day. You can pay it off on a monthly basis. That kind of is our bread and butter, Clay Pigeon, by the way. The $1 a day pledge.
Yeah.
And if you do that as a swag for lifer, it means that you can pay it off on a monthly basis.
It's easy.
It's very easy. Plus, we send you new stuff that we find falling off the back of trucks. Did you get the WFMU guitar pick?
No.
Yeah, beautiful WFMU guitar pick.
I want one.
We only gave it to the Swag for Life people.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I'm going into a weird genuflection in here, Ken. Yeah, yeah. Because we're jocular, is that the word?
Yeah, jocular.
And funny. Or trying to, you know, being flippant and funny. Uh-huh. But
it's really serious what we're trying to do here, isn't it?
It is kind of.
Yeah.
There's not many of these kind of places left.
There's no program like the Dusty Show anywhere.
Probably. Well, maybe not.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
There's not. And I got to say, you are the best interviewer I have ever seen.
Even we didn't play any, but maybe next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people, when they interview people on the street, the people you're trying to interview run away from you. I have seen you on the street in New York City, and you have had people a block away walk down to you. You're like, no, come on, come on. And they, like, flock to you to talk to you.
But they on the radio, you don't see all the people who flat out say no, which is probably about 75%.
Well, I've seen you at work. Yeah. I've seen you at work in Union Square Park, and it's something to behold.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our own Daniel Blumen from staff checking in.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Daniel.
Daniel, I'll be on with Daniel this Sunday night.
The phone number here is 800-989-9368. We are now, oh, man, $600 away from your goal.
Yeah, it's getting serious. Just like 6 minutes left. There's the newly married Diane Kamikaze in there.
Hey, congratulations, Diane Kamikaze.
Let's hear it for you guys. Married. Man, I couldn't believe it.
Phone number here, 800-989-9368. The web pledge address, WFMU.org. We've had a tough start to the marathon because the weather suddenly got so gorgeous, but we're picking up steam, and we really need to keep the pace high in order for us to make our goal a week from Sunday night.
Quick moment of silence.
Done! 800-989-9368. That was a little game of dead air chicken we played.
I love it.
I lost.
No, you did great.
No, I lost. I said done.
Oh, you did? You just freaked out?
Yeah, I freaked out.
Yeah. 5 minutes left. How much further do we have to go?
Oh, man, we have about $625 to go.
Yeah, and Hardy's Skyping in, so there'll be no overlap. This is it.
Right.
First week, always tough, you guys. We, as DJs here at WFMU, look with some trepidation on week one. It's murmured about in the hallways. Oh, dear Lord, week one's coming. Because everybody waits for the drama of week two.
That's
be
right.
One of the special people that doesn't look for their own gratification or glorification in making a pledge. Be a week one pledger. You're so important. The week one pledger is really the bricks and mortar of this radio station.
We call them the winners.
Oh, they are the winners.
The week one winners.
The week one winners.
800-989-9368.
Wow.
The week one winners.
Yeah, that's the wow factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not what wow used to stand for, but it's what it stands for now.
Can we just hear from in there some maniacal laughter for no reason at all? Come on, you guys, pledge. 800-989-9368. I'm Clay Pigeon from Ottawa, Iowa. I've been here almost 10 years now. Can you believe it, Ken?
Yeah, you came to us from
Milwaukee.
WMNF and then Milwaukee.
MNF in Tampa,
great station.
Yeah,
Lounge Laura. We know Laura Taylor.
Laura Taylor
from WMNF. Great, great station.
Yeah.
Not many good radio stations around the country left. They're dropping like flies, Clay Pigeon.
What makes it happen? Just the corporate takeover. There's only a few corporations now running the whole show.
Yeah, I'd say concentration of ownership. Political agendas.
How many years you got left doing this, Ken? You got to be tail ending this thing, right?
I don't think about that.
I'm kidding. Yeah,
age is just a number, Clay Pigeon.
How long do you think? You want to do this till you can't do it anymore?
I want to die on the air.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Right now.
Yeah. 800-989-9368. I heard the funny phone go off. That's phone number 3-800-989-9368. Taylor from Burbank, California.
Oh, man.
Gets it. He gets it.
The J-Lo?
No. Your show. The whole thing.
He gets it.
Yeah, he gets it.
Oh, thank you, Taylor. I thought you meant the J-Lo album. How's that going?
I don't have the guts to give it away yet, but I will. I'm going to give it away.
Here comes something. Matt's got something. He's got a hot one.
800-989-9368.
The $18,000 pledge. There it is.
Oh, we are like $140 away now. $140 away and minutes to go. 800-989-9368. Emily from Minneapolis. Mouse pledge in full.
Oh,
thank you, Emily.
Oh, Emily. Let's hear it for you guys. Come on in there.
Hey, Emily. Woo-hoo.
Man, what is it with Minneapolis?
Jake from Brooklyn. Thank you to Clay and thank you to all at WFMU.
Jake, thank you, brother. Ken, I'm sorry I said that about the end of your career. That was very rude of me. Can I come in and hug you real fast?
Yeah, sure.
I'm coming in.
He's coming in. Give me a hug. We want to thank Jocelyn from Decatur, Indiana. Here he comes. 800-989-9368.
Oh,
stop beating yourself up, Ben Gay, man. 800-989-9368. And now we have a very special announcement, which is that the winner of the J-Lo. I'm sorry, Jake. Jake from Brooklyn.
He won the J-Lo?
Yeah, he won. I'm sorry, man. You can probably sell it for a lot on eBay.
That is a beautiful... I don't know where you... That's a good price.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
And if
Tell me about it. I have watched the unboxing video of that like 20 times.
Are you kidding about these videos?
No, they're out there unboxing anything. You can find videos of people unboxing anything you like.
That's new?
Yeah.
What's the allure of it?
It's fantastic.
They're just excited?
You can't really explain it. You got to try it out.
I got to say, yeah,
you
got to
try out the unboxing
videos. So
you
just like YouTube unboxing?
Yeah, anything you want.
2 minutes left. Just 2 minutes.
2 minutes left. We are closing in.
And Hardy's waiting in the wings. They're going to Skype him in from Alabama. Is Hardy coming up next week?
Yeah, he's going to be here live next week.
That's
and in fact, Hardy White is doing a live performance at our own Monty Hall a week from tomorrow night.
Excellent. Yeah. I will be there. And Hardy, support Hardy tonight, you wow people.
March 20th. Dan from Providence, Rhode Island.
Dan, man. Dan.
And,
thank you, Dan.
Where are we? We're so close to your goal. So close. 98% of the way to the goal. 800-989-9368. We're $51 away from the goal.
Come on, you guys.
800-989-9368.
Can we just get like $51 pledges right now? Five of them.
Okay. I was going to say $10 pledges.
No, let's go all the way.
Okay, $50 pledges. 800-989-9368. Let's make the funny phone ring.
Sing, Ken. Sing about it.
I got to get a sense of the song.
Clay Pigeon, I have some amazing news.
Tell me what it is, Ken.
Here.
I need the news.
Best news you have ever heard.
Let me know how much is that pledge.
It's a very big pledge.
First,
very big pledge.
First, tell me who pledged.
Mark and Nina from New York City.
Doubling down, Mark and Nina. Get something straight between you. Made a pledge to us.
The last digit of their pledge.
What is it, Ken?
Zero.
That's
that tells you less than nothing. I'm drawing this out. The next second to last digit of their pledge.
Are we going Irish?
The last digit of their pledge now, Ken.
The last digit of their pledge, Clay Pigeon, would be another zero.
And Jackie Stewart, there he comes, Ken, around the third turn. It's Emerson Fittipaldi in the Lotus race car. It looks like he's having a tough day. He's blown out the manifold.
And Clay Pigeon, the third to last digit of their pledge.
Third to last? No way.
It's also a zero.
No way.
And the first digit of their pledge.
$10 with the decimal point, isn't it?
No.
No.
It's a Y3K pledge,
oh,
Clay Pigeon.
Go, let's hear it.
You have done it.
No. Really?
Yes, really.
I
you are at
I can't even read numbers this high.
A Y3K. Tell me who they are again, Ken.
It's Mark and Nina.
Mark and Dina.
Mark and Nina.
Mark and Nina.
Mark
and where are they?
From New York, New York.
Mark and Nina.
Thank you so much, Mark and Nina.
Wow, that, what a way to go. We should go out on that because
yeah.
It's time for Hardy Work.
You're at 123% of your goal.
Woo! I love you guys. Volunteers, thank you so much.
Oh, man, thank you, everybody who called and pledged. Please keep pledging to Hardy White. And then coming up later tonight, it's Kevin Nutt and then Dave the Spaz. A big night of radio here on WFMU. Clay Pigeon, we want to thank our volunteers here in the phone room. There's Joe, and then there's Joe, and then there's another Joe over there. And we got Christine and Jack and Hillary.
Thanks so much, all of you.
Robert made us dinner. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, volunteers. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Clay
Pigeon. It's always a blast being with you on the radio. Thank you, listeners, so much. Now, keep pledging. Get us over the top here. Let's make this a great marathon, and we'll see you next Thursday night at 6 for another edition of The Dusty Show. Until then, take care, and always remember...
Am I here? Am I on? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my friends, welcome to Miracle Nutrition, the marathon version. Oh, I'm so glad to be with y'all. I know I am speaking to a whole room of people that I cannot see. Am I not? I am not. Perhaps I am, but I don't even mind if there's nobody listening, but I have a feeling that I'm speaking to a studio full of friendly volunteers, as well as all my friends out there. They're hearing my voice on the air and on the computer, and some of them are somebody's writing it down on a tablet and showing it to them, say, oh, Hardy's really saying that. Yes, he is. And this is the marathon version, and this is one of my favorite times to visit with you. I'm live, which means I'm alive, and I'm speaking to you in real time. So should I perish, you will hear it. And the other is that I get to speak about one of my favorite things, and that's speaking about my favorite things, and that is communicating with you. Oh, we are a team. And on the marathon, we all run together. On the ancient Greek marathons, people would run together, and we're all running together, and now I'm tired, and we're going to get in a cab like Rosie Ruiz and just cruise to the finish line, but that's all right. As long as we get there, it doesn't matter. That way we don't wear our feet out. Our feet are like anything. You only have like a finite amount of heartbeats, so sometimes you need to just slow it down and count them and say, oh, how many do I have, Hardy? I said, I don't want to tell you because I don't want to worry you. But it's such a blessing to be with you. I know that you're there. Is Diane there yet?
I am here.
Oh,
hello, Hardy.
My friend Diane. It's so great to be with you.
How are you, Hardy?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear your voice. And there's so much more to it when you are live.
Oh, I feel like that too.
Bursting.
Oh, I'm so excited is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that's coming right through the... getting on you there, right through the microphone, just spraying you with excitement. Excuse me. But I know all these friendly people around there, and I'm smiling faces, and that makes me excited, too, because I just, all my friends, and I feel like right now you're a family, and I'm the grandpa, and you're passing the phone around. Everybody has to talk to me. And
they have to pay to talk to you.
Oh, how's that's that? All right.
800-989-9368. They got to call and pay a pledge and talk to you.
Oh, well, there's nothing that doesn't cost something, whether it's time or energy. We're all paying in heartbeats,
mm-hmm.
or we're paying in our attention. Everything has a price, does it not? No one walks upon this earth for free. We all have to do something and contribute so that our neighbors don't put us to death for being a burden.
And yes.
I don't mind doing my part. I just try to keep talking as a way of hypnotizing people so that they don't find out that I have no redeeming qualities. And that's something I want to talk about tonight, because WFMU is a precious thing, and I'm going to get serious for a minute, and then I'm not going to be serious. That's the way I work. But I want to say something. I want to say this. Think about what you get to hear on this radio station and what you get to hear on Miracle Nutrition. And that is this. Consider this for a moment. I'm no professional, which is obvious. In the first 10 seconds, you can tell that. But also, I'm not funny. I'm not necessarily informative. I'm not interesting. I'm not edifying. I'm not in any way good at this, but think about that. That's five negatives together that makes a positive. That's just math. And I'll tell you what, the thing that distinguishes WFMU from other stations, you can say, oh, it's variety and it's this and that, but I'm going to say something tonight that's the most important thing, and that is failure, mistakes. You don't get enough mistakes in our society right now. Everything is glossed over. We're not allowed to have anything that looks flawed. Diane, do you remember apples?
Apples?
Do you remember peaches? Peaches,
yes.
Used to taste differently.
Mm-hmm.
They used to taste like peaches. Now they look like peaches. You go to the store and you get something that looks like the perfect peach or the perfect apple. And so it looks right.
The problem is it's perfect.
There's no flaws to it. And you know what? It doesn't taste like anything.
There's no flavor to it.
Because nature, the way nature and evolution works is through mistakes. It does nothing but throw out mistakes and mutations. And what are we, Diane? We're mutants.
And proud to be mutants.
We don't always get it right. And that's the point. You have to be able to put out as many mistakes as you possibly can, because one of them is going to hit. One of them is going to be something that's meaningful. If you try to have everything be perfect,